The latest census, or the newest census, is heading our way. Census night is the 2nd of February, and the census period is 3rd of February to March 22. And this will be the first time where there'll be at least part of the population count will be digital. So people like you and me can complete the census questionnaire digitally. We don't have to have the help of a census field worker, although lots of census field workers have been employed, are being trained, and will be out and about. The Statistician General of South Africa, Risenga Maluleke, joins us now from Pretoria. Risenga, thanks very much. I know how busy you must be getting ready for this thing. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John, and again, good afternoon to the Cape Talk listeners.
A couple of people have raised the issue, particularly with the discussion that's happened recently about the publication of the matric results in media like our website or newspapers. And we were told by the Department of Basic Education that they'd consulted with the information regulator, and they'd been told that it would be against the regulations of the POPI Act, Protection of the Personal Information Act, to do so. So they said they're not going to do it. It went to the courts, and then they were released. And people are saying, what about POPI and the census information, which I might supply? Is there an issue there?
Certainly, we have foreseen such a potential of concern from members of the public, John. And what we have done is, over time immemorial, we ourselves, as at Stats SA, even before the POPI Act came into being, have been protecting not only personal information, but the information of entities like businesses that we deal with. So what we have done with the information regulator in place, and indeed the POPI Act kicking into act, we consulted with the information regulator, and they indicated to us that we are complying with the processing of personal information. And as such, there is not an issue. But what we will do, we will follow this with a statement on our website so that members of the public can be aware, because when a field worker appears before them, a field worker may not sufficiently explain all these issues, whereas members of the public can readily go on our web and pick it up. But we will also keep this message ongoing from time to time as we engage with members of the public through media houses like yourselves.
What has been the take-up of the digital registration? I haven't done it myself. I'm typical South African, so I'll do it tomorrow, and then there's always another tomorrow, and I hope that by the 2nd of February I will have done it. I know that there were some issues with people who tried to register early. The site wasn't as functional as it needed to be, but I've been told that that has been sorted out. Are you pleased with the number of people who have registered with getcounted.statssa.gov.za?
Certainly, let me indicate that we have done a pilot prior to this. So there was a battery of tests that we have been conducting to see the willingness. And we have picked up that it was another mode that people would have preferred and do prefer to take forward into the actual count. Largely caused by the fact that COVID-19 was hitting us the most at the time we were running tests, and people wanted to minimize contact with field workers. Having said so, registration is still rather low, and would want to encourage a lot more members of the community, people within the borders of our country, to register for two purposes. When they register, they can actually self-enumerate on the web, or we can enumerate them through our telephone interviewers of collectors who will be talking to them. But if they haven't registered, what will happen is that we will profile the whole nation. So we will know that people haven't registered, and as such, field workers will visit them. But we would want to minimize contact and encourage as many people as possible to register.
So I suspect it's a really... Am I right to suspect that it's a relatively small percentage of our population, which is about 60 million, we think, that would be able to do it digitally? Surely a significant majority of South Africa's people don't have access to digital registration. So the field workers are going to be perhaps the most important part of this process.
Let me mention that 26% of our population in South Africa is in Gauteng. And both the Western Cape and KwaZulu-Natal and the Eastern Cape, let me take just the three provinces that have a highly urbanized populations. You have them in Gauteng, which is rather highly urbanized, followed by KwaZulu-Natal, yet KwaZulu-Natal has a lot of rural people. And again, you also have the Western Cape that is relatively urbanized. Now, when you take all these three provinces, they account for 57% of our population. Having said so, if you were to get many more people in these provinces, especially those within urban centers and precincts and within gated communities registering, because they have the facilities to do so in the form of they have their smartphones, which they use for buying online and everything. They also have their computers and laptops, which they use for connecting on Teams, for holding meetings and the like. And indeed, they don't even have to pay for the cost of connecting on the website for the census. Status say bears the cost. So we will be ramping up more communication for especially these communities, in affluent communities as well as gated communities, that they should register. The ones in remote areas, certainly they struggle with network connections and the like, and some of them don't even have telephones and smartphones. So those ones we can reach out to.
Let me just share a couple of WhatsApps with you. I've registered for the census, simple process, and I've received a reference number. And certainly my colleagues who have registered tell me that it is a very simple process. But then I don't know whether you'll be able to help this listener, Isenga. I went online for the census. The system recognized my email and said I must give my registration number. I don't have one. So how do I get into the website? Are you able to help with that or tell the listener how to resolve this matter?
Certainly. They can call our toll-free number, which is 0800-110-248. I'll repeat it, 0800-110-248. This call center has people that will be able to resolve and be able to assist them once they punch the email and assist them to pick up the reference number that they need to get.
And then it's a question I had, and it's also been raised by a number of our listeners, undocumented persons. In an ideal census, you count politically neutrally. If the person is in the country on the second, you need them their presence here to be counted. How difficult is it to get an accurate view of how many undocumented people will be in the country on the night of the 2nd of February?
Previously, we have worked with different, and we continue to work with different formations of migrant communities in South Africa. And they have actually availed their members to be counted because they have interest in being counted. When they are in South Africa, especially those that are not documented, the documented ones you can easily plan for them. But they have access to facilities. They also have access to services, water, electricity, ablution facilities, health facilities. And if government cannot plan sufficiently enough because it doesn't have the accurate numbers, it becomes very difficult. So certainly we count everyone. We are not encouraging lawlessness, and the role of enforcing the law is not ours. We don't even go to law enforcers and say, please, there they are, because we have to uphold confidentiality. But we continue to account for everyone who is within the borders of South Africa. And I would like to encourage those who have a difficulty because they are undocumented to raise their hand and be counted.
Thank you very much for sparing some time for us this afternoon. Risenga Maluleke, the Statistician General of South Africa. The toll-free number is 0800 110 248. 0800 110 248. And if you would like to register, and I'll do it tonight when I get home. I will do it tonight. But you go to getcounted.statssa.gov.za.